You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. This radio program shares the truth of the Word of God for 15 minutes every Monday through Friday. As we go through in our study in Acts, we've come up now to the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip the evangelist. And we're going to take and look at what Philip did and look at Philip's approach to evangelism. And if you'd like a copy of this, I've got a little handout I can send to you. This seven principles of evangelism, actually what it is. And it has the Roman road on the bottom of it. If you'd like a copy of this, send me an email. I will email you. All it is a simple Microsoft Word document. It's got seven blanks on it. It's got the Roman road on the bottom of it. The Roman road is the opportunity for you to use just one book of the Bible to lead a person to Christ. And that's on this handout as well. Now, we're in Acts chapter 8. And we're going to pick it up here in verse 26. So let me read the text, and then we're going to look at seven things, seven principles of evangelism. Acts chapter 8, verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. Verse 32. And the place in the scripture where he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation his justice was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." Now, verse 34, so the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch says, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus. And passing through, he preached in all the cities until he came to Caesarea. Now that's the text, Acts chapter 8. Now the first principle of evangelism, whether it's Philip or whether it's you, friend, number one, first blank here in my handout is he was available. Philip was available. Immediately, this reminds me of another scripture, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, where it says, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim, each one with six wings. Now, let me move on here down to the end of this. And it says in verse 8, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? So then I said, here am I, send me. Now, for the sake of time, I had to skip through this, Isaiah 6, 1 through 8. The first principle of evangelism is, looking at Philip's life, is he was available. My question to you is, are you available? Isaiah was. Notice Isaiah wasn't called. Isaiah overheard the call and said, here am I, Lord, send me. Are you available to God? If you're not available, then God will find somebody else who is. But the question is, are you available to the Master for him to use you as he sees fit? Available or unavailable? Available or busy? Which one are you? The second principle of evangelism. All right, so number one is he was available. Number two, he was led by the Spirit. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Verse 29 in our text says, the Spirit said to Philip, notice the quotation marks around the Holy Spirit speaking, because the Holy Spirit is a person. He's his own distinct person. The third person of the Trinity. His quotation marks around him speaking. And that's not the only place. He says, separate for me Barnabas and Saul for the work of the ministry. Revelation chapter 14, yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their work follow them. There's quotation marks around the Holy Spirit speaking. When someone says to you the Holy Spirit is not God or is just a force and it's not a person, don't believe that. He's a third person of the Trinity. He is a person. He can be grieved. Ephesians 4:30. There's quotation marks around him speaking when he speaks because he is his own person and he is God. When you lie to him, you've lied to God, Peter said in Acts chapter 5. Okay, so he's led by the Spirit. The Spirit says to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. You know, sometimes I say to myself, that's just not fair. Who would ever make a mistake again, right? If you and I only had the Holy Spirit to break out his megaphone, can you imagine that? Attention, Paul Esposito. I want you to go to Walmart, go to aisle 5 and tell the cashier that God loves them. Don't you just wish it was that easy? And it never is that easy. But in this dispensation that we live in, we need to discern or we need to learn to hear the voice of God when he speaks to us. This is the difference. You and I have got the Holy Spirit on the inside of us that the Old Testament saints didn't have. Now, so we need to learn to hear the voice of God when he speaks to us. And how do we do that? Well, number one, by being in his word. This is where God speaks. If you want to hear the voice of God, I advise you, go to where God speaks and you'll hear his voice. Number one is by being in his word. The word of God is living, Hebrews 4:12, living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword. God speaks through his word. The second way is by listening to what the Bible calls a still, small voice. And the third way of discerning the voice of God is by having a heavenly mindset, not an earthly mindset. It says in Colossians 3:2, it says, set your mind on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above. It says, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. All right, so Philip was led by the Spirit, and so will we be led by the Spirit if we are tuned in to his frequency. Hence the name of this program is WGOD Radio. God is always transmitting, always, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when you can tune in your radio dial. This is why I've called this what I did, because if I owned a radio station and if I could call it this, this is what I would call it, WGOD Radio, because God's always broadcasting. What you and I need to do is tune in to the frequency that he's broadcasting. How do you do that? By opening up your Bible. I'd also say by going to church. Not so much hearing it on the radio, but go into the presence of the Lord. Go into the sanctuary. Listen to the pastor. Listen to God speak to you through the man of God who's delivering the word. Go to the sanctuary. Read your Bible. Pray. This is how you hear. This is how you're led by the Spirit. The Lord Jesus, look at his example. He went up into the mountain to pray. And then he came down and then he chose the 12. Even he did that. Even God the Son did that. He prayed, sought direction from the Father, and then got it. And you and I can do the same thing. Pray. Seek the Lord's direction. He'll give it to us. Be in the Word. Read your Bible. Go to where God speaks, and God will speak to you, and you too will be led by the Spirit. You too can and will be told to go to Walmart to aisle 5. I wish my friend Gary was here right now. He'd get on the radio, and he would tell you countless experiences of exactly that, where the Lord's told him, go to this place, speak to this person. Go talk to this person. Go talk to this person. You've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've got the Holy Spirit that these Old Testament saints didn't have. So David had to strap on the Ummim and Urim and Thummim to have God speak to him. And God spoke audibly to him. You and I have got the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And we have the completed Word of God as well. So I guess we'll have to leave it right there. God is always transmitting on WGOD Radio. He's always broadcasting. My question is, are you listening? Are you tuned in? Thanks for joining us here today, friends. We'll be back again tomorrow with another program here. We're going through this list, 7 principles of evangelism. If you want the handout here, write to me again, Paul at WMIEFM.com. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the
voice of God. You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good morning. Make your